city by the project. The roll shows 16 members, 17 members present. Senator Terry Hill is excused. Please stand for the invocation by Senator Dyson.
Thank you. Recognizing there are lots of world views here, I encourage those who choose to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the mercy and the love you've shown us. We pray that we might treat our compatriots with similar love and mercy. We are humbled by the responsibility that we've been given to represent the people of the great state of Alaska. We ask you to guide us, empower us, use us to serve them and you. We ask that you might be glorified through us, that we might be good and faithful servants. Watch over our loved ones, body and spirit. Protect our military personnel in harm's way. Bless our president and our governor. We ask these things in the name of the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
So welcome. Would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal? I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 28th legislative day.
Good morning, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal is certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Without objection, the journal is certified by the Senate Secretary is approved.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator McGuire be excused from the call of the Senate this morning due to illness.
Without objection, Senator McGuire will be shown as excused. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Introduction of guests this morning. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. This morning, I just want to let people know that as the negotiations are going on with the House and the Senate, especially over the addition to the permanent fund dividend, I want to say that my family totally believes in that, to celebrate that. My wife and children came down here to celebrate whatever comes out here. So it's my pleasure this morning to go ahead and introduce my wife, Willow, and my son, Martin Jr., who's named after my dad. And probably most significant is the new addition we have to our family, Donald Olson Jr. So we call him Jr. since there won't be any mistake between Donnie and myself. But I must say, this was a negotiated, they didn't come in the first couple of days because of, well, everybody remembers the special orders, and I was told and negotiations going on in my family that I would not do it because they had better stuff than I was the other day. So we had food welcome my family.
Thank you.
So,
message from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated August 6th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 4001, Finance, by the House Finance Committee. An act making supplemental appropriations, capital appropriations, and other appropriations, making appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
I have no further messages from the House.
Cirillus.
Madam President, as a point of information for the members, the Senate Finance Committee will meet this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And at this time, I would move that the Senate stand in recess until the call of the Senate President.
We are in recess. Okay, Bill. So we'll come back to you during the communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 402 by the Senate Judiciary Committee relating to expressing support for the administration's efforts to bring Point Thompson unit into production.
Resources and Judiciary.
I have no further Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Madam President, members have on your desk one citation today. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate citation calendar be taken up as a special order of business.
Without objection, we are taking that calendar up.
Madam President, I move the citation on the Senate citation calendar be adopted.
Senator Hill, do you object?
I do, Madam President, just for the purpose of saying a few words, and then I'll remove my objection. I I appreciate this being here, and it reminds me that sometimes who we are depends on who we're associated with. And Glenn Sachs and his wife Florence Sachs were very important to my family. He was my Lutheran minister. He is the one that took me through confirmation class. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody around here that wonders why I fall away every once in a while, it's my fault. It is not his fault. He and his wife were very important to the community for a long period of time. And I would just note that for those of you who may not know, their daughter, Nancy McMullen, is on the House side. And we grew up together. And again, she, I think everybody would agree, turned out better than I did. Mm-hmm. But these two people, Glenn and Florence Sachs, very important to me, very important to the community, and with that, I remove my objection.
Citation is approved. Unfinished business? Senator Bundy.
Thank you. I'd like to amend my previously excused absence to begin on August 8th rather than September 1.
Okay. And without objection, your absence from August 8th is approved. Further unfinished business? So we'll come back to order. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Stanley.
Thank you, Madam President. We'll adjourn the Finance Committee for today here shortly, and then tomorrow morning at 10:30, Senate Finance. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Special orders. Senator Ellis.
I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, August 7th.
We're adjourned.